Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Patriots are roughly halfway through an unusually long stretch between their first two preseason games, a rare opportunity for the team to get into a practice groove, whether the players like it or not. Pretty soon, that chance to have multiple practices in a row will vanish when the team has three games in a relatively short stretch of time.
I think the main thing is just consistency, just stringing consistent days along.
This Patriots training camp, not to mention last Thursday's preseason opener, has had its ups and downs from a performance standpoint. Some players have shined, some have missed out on precious opportunities, and one that we know of has an injury that will cost him the entire season. In reality, this isn't much different from any other camp, and here's the truth. As important as the practices are, and as vital as the preseason games are, we won't be able to read much into any of it until the second Sunday in September.
This is kind of the last real week of training camp where we can really get some work in together and get out on the practice field and get ready for some of these preseason games and ultimately get ready for the regular season.
Bill Belichick and the coaching staff will have a juggling act on their hands starting next week with a tight schedule of games and travel, including joint practices with the Buccaneers along the Gulf Coast of Florida. That all heightens the importance of this week of practices when the Pats will be on the field for what looks to be a training camp high six consecutive days. Rookies and veterans alike can agree that significant strides can be made in this mid-August stretch.
You know, it's just not a day that goes by that, you know, we can't get better in a different aspect. But, you know, me being a younger guy, I'm just coming in trying to learn from all the older guys, you know, each and every day.
Just keep stringing these days along. You know, it's tough. You know, every day's like Groundhog's Day. But, I mean, it's National Football League. You know, that's what training camp is for.
Well, the team has announced that the public portion of training camp will go on through Friday, 1:30 to 4 o'clock practices each day. But even though fans won't be able to see the Patriots' every move on the practice field after that time, the work continues for the team with just more than 3 weeks to go until the regular season begins. That will do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.